Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Let the show begin.
Good evening, everybody. Today is Monday, May 28th, 2012, and you are listening to the sounds of Brick's House. Well, the sounds coming from Brick's House. I am Brick, your hostess with the mostest. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I want to take a moment to wish you all a happy, happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you lovely ladies and gentlemen out there, especially our ladies and gentlemen who are serving, currently serving for this country, who have served for this country, and who will serve for this country. We want to thank you for your service. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do what we do here on Phone Fantasy Radio. We wouldn't be able to speak our minds. So you guys keep us free and able to speak our minds. We love you. We respect you. To my dad, who's a former vet who's no longer here, love you, Dad. Thank you for your service in Vietnam. To my uncles, thank you for your service in Vietnam. Thank you for everybody who served, who has served, who will serve. Thank you for your service. Okay. That's straight from Brick's heart to everybody else out there. See, Brick has a heart. Although y'all don't think she do. She do. Want to say, give a little shout out to everybody that was barbecuing this weekend and didn't invite me to one. And for those that did, you know what? I was invited to one, but I didn't come because I decided to stay away from drama. But, you know, y'all know who you are. But to everybody that had a barbecue without the drama and didn't invite me, y'all can kick rocks with Jesus sandals on. And, you know, yes, I did take it personal that I wasn't invited. And don't try to send me a text or nothing later saying, you could have came. No. I don't want to hear that shit. Anyway, we got a real interesting show tonight. Little topic, you know, I think of these little topics here, you know, sometimes they jump into my mind like 2, 3 in the morning. That's why I got to constantly sleep with paper and pen because I wake up and I write these things down. And, you know, sometimes I'll be watching the news and they'll just jump out at me, and sometimes I'll just be, you know, doing whatever, and don't just jump out. Well, before I get too much into that, I want to take time to introduce the First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. This woman is well known, even though she didn't know she was that well damn known. She is very well known, so well known that people are impersonating her. But that's another story for another day. I was impersonated too one time. Anyway, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, correct? So if you're imitating us, we must be doing something right. So I want to bring in the First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. She heard the beat, now she's going to start talking. Miss La Crush Hearts.
Actually, good evening. There was no beat.
There was no beat?
Good evening. there was no beat this time. You know, this
episode. Oh, there was no beat this time.
Yeah, well, the talk radio sucks. When I was trying to do it, everybody was beeped up.
Oh, but see, you know what? You turned off your beat. Remember you said you turned off the beat? So you don't
no,
hear the beat?
No, you can't turn that off.
I thought you turned
off
your beep off. Okay.
Mm-mm. No, that's all right.
So how are you doing, Miss LaCrosse?
I am doing swell.
How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was a weekend in the house. I went out the house one time in the last 3 days.
Okay. Well,
yeah. I know. I was in the house.
You know what? Listen, if I had my choice, I would have been there too, child. I'm a big old bear. I love to hibernate. I like to stay out. You know, like, come on outside. I'd be calling from the cave. They were like, come on outside. But
you're, it's not even that. I only like to go outside when I have somewhere to go. When there's a plan B. I mean,
yeah,
even if I say, okay,
I'm,
right, I don't do that. Because I don't like to hang out in front of my door.
That gets you jacked up. You know what I'm saying? If you go out without a plan, you just out there. If you just out there, you leave yourself just subject to whenever and whatever is out there, you know?
Right.
I don't want
that. That's how trouble comes towards your way,
yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, you was here, you heard it, and I hear shit. I wasn't there, you know?
Exactly. So I need to have a plan, a destination for me to go. Sometimes,
yeah.
You know, even if it's just me planning to go to the park, I gotta plan it. You know.
But see, that's
I'm not a spontaneous person. It'd be too late, huh?
We do that with age now. Before, remember, you used to just go outside.
You just get up at like noon or whatever and just wash, take a shower, put on your clothes, clean clothes, nice sneakers, do your hair, just to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just stand downstairs or something. Mm-hmm.
Just
going nowhere.
It's not even that you got old. What it is I don't hang out in front of my building. Like, I really don't. Unless I'm waiting for somebody, I don't do that. You know, I tried it one time, and I tell you no lie, all the ladies from my building was out there, and it was just talking about people. Every time somebody, look at that. Look at her shoes leaning. What? This lady just came, and she got on a uniform. So this lady just came from working. Shoes, you know, you got that tire walk, you know, you stomp on her car, you got that tire walk, like you just
need
to go. Like, this lady looked like she was at her very end. And when I seen it and I looked around at all these ladies, like, y'all all sitting here prepping proper, including myself. And we sitting here prepping proper, and we ain't got no job, but this lady probably worked 12 hours, standing on her feet. Now she headed home, and y'all got the nerve to talk about her. And, I mean, they didn't even have the courtesy to whisper it. You know, we're in the hallway, so your voice is carrying. Right,
So you don't want to be one of them ladies. So you're like, I ain't standing outside.
Right, I'm not doing that. I don't want to be in the middle. Right, I don't want to be in the middle of nada. I don't none of that. And why is
people
going to the roof
outside
of the building?
Girl, I was outside. I found myself being brought into people's altercations.
Right.
Like, for example, if I was just standing out there, you know, they come in the door, a couple come in the door, they arguing or whatever, whatever, and shit. And he's just, like, arguing with her. You got all this mouth standing in the doorway. He would throw a bottle, and this motherfucking shit would almost hit me. I'm like, you know what? I ain't even in this, and I'm already in your altercation. Or if they in the building fighting. The fight would almost roll over near me. I'm like, get the hell away from me.
Mm-hmm. You know, even when you're talking, they talking, and they're like, now, what do you think, huh? What?
You
have headphones in. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
You know, so if I go downstairs, there's nobody out there. It's the middle of the night, early in the day. Other than that, I'm staying in the crib.
Then they run their mouth about your ass and got headphones in front of them.
Yeah, I got that all the time. Oh, she don't talk to nobody. Right, I got that all the time. She don't talk to nobody. Like, people really started stop talking to me because they would say hi to me, and I'd be like, do-do-do-do-do. I see them say hi, but I purposely right on bottom. I was like, I don't want to be your friend.
Exactly.
That's when they want to come down and borrow sugar. I ain't got no sugar.
There you go. See,
I
guess that's for all y'all. This is East Coast nonsense. I know, you know, you like Midwestern, and
right,
you know,
they want to come down and ask for a pack of Franks.
Get out. Don't do shit like that. Exactly.
My mommy gave me this note to give you.
We got neighbors borrowing, like, groceries. Can I borrow a pack of steak, a potato, an onion, and a loaf of bread, if you got some. If you can throw a couple of cookies in there, that'd be good, too. You know,
can I
we got meal
plans. Never get that bag. You got your food stamps. Hook me up. No, I'm just playing.
Listen, girl, we get sending out meal plans. So... shout out to everybody to get the meat plan in the store. That's the bomb.
I know that.
Always
right.
Go get the meat plan.
Always get the meat plan.
Shout out to everybody.
Save it up.
Get the meat plan. Put that shit in a Ziploc and put it in your freezer. Save yourself some money. Go get the oxtail. Get it cut up. Here we go with oxtail.
I did that one time.
I'm going to start with the oxtail.
Shout out to Sun and his $2.99 oxtails. I hate you.
With the $2.99 oxtails. Next time you're selling a sale, get the tail of them, cut it up. 3/4 inch is the best size.
Oh,
and get more bang for your buck with the oxtail.
I know that's right.
You need it in four packs.
That happened to me one time, and I stopped. I really stopped thinking. The lady hit me up from across the hall. She's like, oh, I'm throwing this Halloween party for the kids. And just wanted to know if you could contribute, you know. So I'm like, all right, no problem. I have no kids, folks. So I go, we just said it. I go to the supermarket, and I get two big bags of chips, ice cream, soda, all that. I'm carrying 2-3 big bags of junk food for the kids. Not one time that I get thank you, we appreciate it. you know, nothing. Not like, yay, crush, nothing. I got nothing.
Nothing.
Like, thank you. Oh, that's
cool.
Well,
you probably
that's
a party.
Exactly. Really, exactly. And you would think somebody, kid, and knock on my door. Y'all could knock on my door and y'all screaming in the fucking hallway and shit. But y'all couldn't knock on the door to say thanks. I was like, never again. I don't buy ICs no more. I don't do none of that shit. I don't do none of that shit.
Exactly.
I just started helping the lady out from across the hall, like, only because my roommate is here. You know, I babysit her kids a little bit. Y'all seen her on Facebook. Shout out to Wanda and kids.
All right. Let's take away from ghetto nonsense.
I know.
And talk about our topic at hand. If you guys want to call in, the number is 805-830-8320. Chat room is open, on, and popping. Shout out to Russ in the chat room. Hello, Russ. Glad you could join us today. And if you want to call in, like I said, 805-830-8320, press the number 1, and you can speak live with us. If you want to open up the chat room on your page, if you're on the Blog Talk page, click refresh, scroll to the bottom, the chat window should open. For those of you who tuned in early and didn't know that the chat room was open, it is. Just refresh your page, and it should open up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Crush, we got a real interesting show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This show is about emotional contracts. Now, what exactly is an emotional contract? I got this crazy idea. Well, I wouldn't even say it's a crazy idea. I got this idea from a news report I saw, whereas the gentleman was engaged to a woman. This was the second time they were engaged to each other. And this is the second time that the woman canceled the marriage. She said she didn't want it. She canceled the engagement. She wanted out. This is the second time this gentleman has spent loads and loads and loads of money on the, you know, festivities, or basically a whole wedding. He spent so much money on his wedding,
mm-hmm.
and this is the second time he did this,
mm-hmm.
and lost all the money again the second time around. This time around, he just said enough is enough, so he decided to sue her for the money for the wedding the second time around, which is okay. All right. I said, okay, that makes sense. You know, he did spend all his money. You know, that's not unreasonable. Okay. What part of his damages, he was suing for emotional damages. Emotional damages stating that she basically broke his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he was seeking a lot of money from her just for breaking his heart
mm-hmm.
the second time around. Like, it's just like, you know, he's like, okay, you did it the first time, all right. Now you did it the second. And he feels, probably is feeling what a lot of people feel and go through every day in relationships, especially when you give somebody a second chance, whether you gave them a second chance because they cheated, whether you gave them a second chance because you felt, you know, maybe, you know, you just felt were a forgiving soul.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe because you loved the person that much that you really wanted to make things work with them,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I thought about that idea, like, wow, can you really sue somebody? When you think about it, emotions, feelings, you know, things you keep inside yourself, those are really, really, really precious things. Your emotions are precious. Don't you think your emotions are precious and valuable? I mean, don't you think that they're, you know, valid? I mean, everybody has, you know, emotions are very, very, what's the word, delicate, okay? Emotions basically run us. They decide whether we have a good day or a bad day. They decide whether we decide to give up or keep on going, you know? So when you think about it, emotions are really, really fragile,
mm-hmm.
very, very fragile. So wouldn't they be more than, let's just say, worth more than your favorite sweater? Would you say that? Is that fair? To say that, okay, you know, my emotions are more important than my favorite sweater.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So if you had your favorite sweater damaged, you would say, okay, my favorite sweater got damaged, but at least I'm leaving there with, you know, all your faculties in check, your emotions in check.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, okay, I maybe, you know, I'm hurt, but I'll find another favorite sweater. Whereas
mm-hmm.
opposed to you compromised and gave your emotions to this other person for them to basically shit on you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically lie to you, whatever they do to you, deceive you, cheat on you, are not worthy of those feelings, trample all over, whether they use you, whether they, you know, intentionally decide that, you know what, I know this person is into me, but I'm going to do this anyway.
Mm.
Should you be able to sue somebody for doing that to you? Should you be able to actually hold them accountable for your feelings? What do you think about that question?
I find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
To say the least. However, my question is, don't we already have something like that?
Like what?
You sue some, like, emotional distress or something like that? When you sue somebody for something like that? Like, isn't that part of it? Like, if, like, emotional damage, like, if you was at a hospital and there was an accident or something like that, or... You know, we have something like that in place, don't we?
Yeah, you could sue somebody for emotional distress. Like, let's just say, you say, okay, well, I'm suing this person for, you know, emotional distress because, you know, I had to deal with the rumors about me and people were talking about me. And, you know, usually it comes in the form of, you know, they had to deal with undue stress from other parties basically because of what they did to you. So it's like, you know, for that reason, oh, I'm suing because, you know, this is too much on me. You know, my hair started to fall out, and, you know, I became really, you know, so when you think about it, you can sue them for emotional damages, but I'm talking about not just emotional that affect the physical. I'm talking about something that, well, all emotions affect the physical, but I mean something where as you be like,
okay,
this
it's not
was
that
something.
It technically, it didn't really hinder my way of living. Like, it didn't affect my way of living. However, we made this agreement, X, Y, Z, and he broke it. So now he needs to, you know, he needs to pay up or whatever.
Yeah, it's sort of like it was premeditated.
Right.
Basically, to the point where, you know, this is what I'm talking about in this case, not in the standard case. In the standard case, it was basically a cause and effect. You know, the fact that you did this to me caused me to have stress. It caused me to do this. But especially when, like, let's just say, you know, I know you have asthma, and I know when you get stressed out, you're going to have an asthma attack. So what do? I already have this information, and I'm armed with it. And I stress you to the point of where you actually have a heart, or you're an asthma attack. And I know this information already, whereas before, let's say I didn't know this about you. Let's say I did this and I did this and you were like, oh, God, I got so stressed out and so this and so that. I had an asthma attack, so I'm suing her for emotional damage and blah, 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 blah.
That's attempted murder. That's not.
But, I mean, if I didn't
when
know
When
you're
intentionally doing it, that's attempted murder. Like,
if I didn't know, it could as well, it's manslaughter.
If you know she has a cell, if you know somebody has a heart, asthma, and you do something like that, that's attempted murder.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope because you never really know what could set them off. I can call you a bitch and you'll have an asthma attack.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Whereas opposed to I keep taunting you and taunting you and taunting you and taunting you. It could just be one incident where I'm like, you know what, crush, you know what? You're a bitch.
Okay,
you know.
All right, that's one thing, but I'm talking about in the sense of, okay, the first thing, we're getting ahead of ourselves, I think, because the first thing we need to talk about is the fact that we signed this agreement. Like, we're not just talking about holding somebody accountable.
No,
we're
not even at the agreement yet. I'm talking about the fact that when you said emotional damage, you can already sue somebody for that. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, you can already sue somebody. Like, it's presently in effect today. But I'm trying to talk about the type that I'm talking about where it's almost premeditated to the point where I know this about you, yet I'm going to do this anyway. So if someone has a contract and say, you know what, I know, let's take it away from the health, the risk factor, the health. Let's just say, I know Crush is insecure. I know this going in. She's an insecure woman. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that her insecurity levels jump through the roof. You know, or make sure I do everything I can so that she has that feeling that she can't stand. Like let's just say you and your partner confided. Y'all sat down and said, you know, I just get so stressed out that, you know, I get real nervous and I can't eat and I can't sleep and I just can't stand that insecure feeling that I get. So I know this going in, like, he knows it going in. I'm not saying I. He knows it going in. And he says, you know what, I would never do something like that to you, crush. I know how it makes you feel. I would never do something like that. You're like, okay. All right, I'm glad to know that. But you go in this relationship with him and come to find out that he's like, you know what, to the point where he's like, you know what, I don't even like her anymore. I'm going to sit there and make her, you know, life hell. Who knows for what reason he decided this? Who knows? People are fickle. So he decides that he's going to grind in exactly where he's going to get your Achilles heel. He's going to kick you in it and kick you in it and kick you in it until you're at the point where you're just basically on the ground and don't even want to get up. But if you had something in place that would prevent that, well, let's just say if you do try this, then I'm going to do this.
Yeah. I mean, I get it, because what you're talking about now, man, you can describe that as bullying.
It's not necessarily.
You know, like, you know, I know this. I'm going to mess with you. I know you're a weak person. And, you know, that it is bullying for the simple fact that I know this about you. I'm going to take your weakness and I'm going to turn it against you, you know, for my own selfish benefit.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, I don't like you no more, let's break up. You know, you go all out and you try to destroy this person mentally.
Okay.
You
so
know,
you're
bullying, you bullying this person, you know, so I don't know.
Okay, so label it bullying.
I mean, I got it when you were talking about it. Now I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, you can label it bullying, even if it's bullying. So what? Okay, if you can stop somebody dead in their tracks from doing it, and hit them where it hurts in their pocket, would you? You know, I mean, if you could guarantee it, it's sort of like a fail-safe. You know, and you say, okay, well, a lot of people, like, with prenups, it's a fail-safe. So a lot of people, I guess, would say, well, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily, my take on a prenup is this, you know, nowadays, it's sad that nowadays these type of things are the norm, the standard norm. They didn't used to be. Now you got people take out a prenup just because they got a flat screen TV that they don't want the other person to have, you know, just in case something jump off. So, I don't know. Emotionally, if I could guarantee, it's like a guarantee that you won't be hurt. But see, is there ever a guarantee?
Exactly,
because
okay, if I sign this contract, I'm just saying this, if I sign this contract and I guarantee we made this agreement that we would never hurt each other for whatever reason, you know, if I turn around and I do something, if I say, okay, I signed up for a job online, but the job is in Philly, and I have to move, I have to relocate to Philly. You know, that'll hurt you. That'll bring you distress. You know, but it wasn't intentionally done. You know what I mean? Like, it was just me trying to find a job. I didn't intentionally try to hurt you. I was looking for a job, and it just happened to be so far away. I don't know. That's crazy. That whole concept is just crazy. But we did get a lot of different responses online. You know, we posted it on Facebook and, you know, we advertised it and stuff like that. So we did get a lot of good responses from people, online about the subject. So that was pretty cool.
Okay, shout out to Russ and all the questions in the chat room. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what to say, Russ. I mean, I mean, you went from the sweet, you know, British, you know, and now I'm looking in the chat room like, who are you? You know, come on, baby, be yourself. I'm not digging that. But you know, be yourself. I'm not digging that right there. AutoQuest, shout out to AutoQuest in the chat room. Yesterday's Memorial Day, and I'm sure that you ate quite a few helpings of potato salad and people's hamburgers and fries. I know you ate your share. You're probably still eating now, right? Crush, you want to know what you're eating in the chat room.
Huh?
He said you claim you can't cook. What you eating?
Actually, I just made myself some barbecue chicken. That's why I can't tell y'all what's going on in the chat room right now. I was in the kitchen. I really was in the kitchen cooking just now. So I just finished making barbecue and some drumsticks with the oven, not the grill. Got some white rice. I got a homemade salad here with my lettuce and cheese and stuff. And I just sat back down.
I hear that.
So
I hear
that's
that.
What I'm doing. I put all my ingredients to my bed.
And, you know, and I'm wondering, Crush, I mean, it's 8:31, and, I mean, my crew is just not here. I mean, we got Crush and AutoQuest in the chat room.
They acting up right now.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, we didn't discuss this. I mean, I guess Black Reporter said he's a guest,
we all got caught up. You know, everybody's drunk right now.
Well, you know what's true. But y'all got to get up and go to work tomorrow, so what's up with that?
Not
you know, Black Reporter said that, you know, he was a guest, so he don't have to come on here. So, you know what? I'm going to leave him alone today. You know, and when he see me missing from his show, he's going to wonder why, okay? This is you a guest, Black Reporter. Shout out to Black Reporter in New Iberia, wherever he is, doing his thing.
Please. Yeah, it's a real fine line there. You know?
Yeah, it is.
But I'm here.
I hear you. You know what? You are here, LaCrush. You are here. You know? And I appreciate
it. And it's original.
You.
It's not an imitation. I don't know where that came from, but it's not original. Not the imitation.
But you see, you know a surefire way to fill the room up? Talk about ass. Then everyone will come in the room and want to talk. Black people, we got to do better. We got to do better. But I'm going to still continue on with my topic until, you know, I'm going to. You know, I'm going to bang it until I can't bang it no more. Okay? So,
did this nigga just say pick him? I might even mess with him. He said
pig picking.
On the quest. What the fuck is pig picking?
Oh, I'm actually going to a pig roll.
Yeah. He said he had his bag. Yeah, okay.
I'm actually going to
a You pick up the roast, you pick
at
the pig. Oh, hell no.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, hell no. I don't know how I feel to just sit there and see that pick at it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, girl. See, I'm going to one of those on the 4th of July. The pig roast is the bomb.
Where? In New York?
Oh, yeah, upstate New York where the hillbillies are, girl.
Oh, right. In the city. See what I said? Where that, New York?
Like, shout out to my Aunt Deb and Uncle Matt. I don't consider them hillbillies, but they're country folk. And I just love my Aunt Deb and my Uncle Matt. They're going to put a pig on the spit, and they're going to slice them open, and they're going to throw chicken inside of it and seal it back up. And they're going to cook the chicken through the pig on the inside out, child. Woo! That's some good country eating right there. Right there. Yeah, I can't wait. Anyway, got water request. I can't wait. Yeah, you got to try the chicken inside. Stuff the chicken inside and seal it back up. The chicken juices inside will cook and manifest in the pig meat. I'm telling you, you got to. Anyway, I'm just watching chicken and pigs.
Well, you know, this is one of them days when we talk about
this. This is one of them days. You know what?
Everybody outside with their potato salad.
I guess everybody took an extra day off tomorrow or something. Y'all ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
Everybody going to have a hangover.
This is true. But this is the best
first
day we have without
work. A hangover.
Is this the first day we had without rain or was it yesterday? Yesterday did rain, did it?
Yesterday did it rain?
It's been raining every day here. Mm-hmm. It was raining. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to bang this topic until it can't bang it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say, with this, okay, do you think this would help our society? Would it help at all? And let's just say these things did exist. Let's say it does exist. They're in place.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that would make things better in relationships?
No.
It would make them worse?
Or would it make them, huh?
Would it make them worse or would they stay the same?
They would stay the same. Because what they're going to blame it on is this is part of human nature. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't my intention, but it's part of human nature. Can I read some of the comments we have and we getting on Facebook?
Sure.
For the topic.
Sure.
China Blue says, good question, not sure. We have Keith. He says, I guess everybody will be suing each other. Jamal says, good question. Kikiana, I would be sued for heartbreak for sure. I would have a couple of them. And then Nikki says, why would you? Even if you got money compensation, you'd never get back to how and what you used to feel. I think it would bring back more hurtful memories.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Money can't buy love type situation right there. No, I get it.
Well, you know what? I think it's true. You can't get back what you lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you lost that trust, you can't get it back. True. But if you knew that you could make the other person accountable. See, I know I said, I'll just speak personally. Speaking personally, me, for instance, a lot of times in breakups and relationships, whereas I'm breaking up with the guy, I want him to acknowledge what he did. You understand what I'm saying?
So you don't have to really necessarily sue for money compensation.
Well, I mean, the money would be a bonus. But if he was to just... If there would be a clause that if he would just be accountable, would just admit, because you know what? Let me tell you something, guys. And I'm speaking totally from my own point of view. I'm not speaking for every woman out there, and I'm not speaking about every guy. But it seems like the guys that I've been involved with, when I've given them, like, when we've broken up, it's always been a wishy-washy breakup where they never want to tell you. You understand what I'm saying? Even if it was them. My man will go out on his deathbed lying. Okay, at least the men that I've dealt with. You know, I have caught men dead to rights cheating on me. And when I say cheating, I mean actually walking down the street with the other damn woman. Mm. And these men have still insisted that I didn't cheat on you. I wasn't cheating on you. Or they tried to convince me that it was before we got serious. Or they tried to tell me that they told me already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always some kind of spin-doctored BS.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why don't you just admit? I mean, you're caught already.
Mm-hmm.
You're already caught. Just admit that you did something wrong. I'm not going to admit that because I don't feel I did. Come on. So I think that for me, I get closure just from you being accountable. Just be accountable for what you did. You understand what I'm saying? And I think that if me personally, that goes a longer way than $1,000, than $2,000. Because then I have peace of mind saying, you know what, Brick, you did everything you had to do in this relationship to make it work. He screwed up and he admitted it. Move on. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of this limbo, leaving everything in limbo. As it is now, I've had to grow a stronger mind and say, it's between you, me, and the good Lord above knows exactly what happened in this relationship. I've had to make that, you know, that inclination, that conclusion, and say, it's you, I, and the good Lord above knows you cheated on me. You can sit up here and deny it all you like, but that's all that I need to be satisfied and know that it wasn't me, it was you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I've had to do that for myself. But it would be just nice if once in a while if once in a while the man would be accountable for his actions. And I'm sure, fellas out there, you got a sister out there that you that broke your heart, that did this and did that, and she probably still to this day. You know, whether you found out that you wasn't the father, she's still swearing the test was wrong. Whether you like, come on, you caught. It's the smoking gun right here. They still, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not admitting to nothing. Sometimes you just need that closure.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need me to say, crush, you were right. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes that can go a long way with you to be like, you know what? I know it's not me. She just said I was right. She admitted that I was right. But, you know, a lot of people don't do that. They don't do it. They figure, what the hell? They don't have to admit anything. They're like, so what? I ain't saying nothing. Blah, 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 blah. Sad, but true.
I get it. I get the concept of it. But my thing is, if you're suing me and... If I'm being sued in a situation like that, it would bring closure, because it would be like a forced situation. You know, like you got to really think about we're in the, if it was legally a contract, I'm gonna have to bring them proof that it was legally like I have to bring proof and prove to somebody else, whoever's the judge. Whoever the jury is, I have to bring proof that this person intentionally, you know, did whatever it is they did to me.
It's not that they,
you know, and if I feel like I'm right and you're wrong, you can't sue me and change my mind. Like that, that's the thing. You can't sue somebody to change their mind. You know, I can sit there and say I'm right all the way time, but unless you have proof and pictures and financial documents and things of that nature, then you can't, you know, like, excuse me, you know, I can say I'm right because I think I'm right. I'm not going to change my mind because you crying like that.
It's not necessarily you being, it's not necessarily intentional. The hurt doesn't have to be intentional. It doesn't have to be, I'm going to strike out to do this. No. It can be unintentional.
Right, but okay. If you're suing somebody, if it's unintentional, that's what I'm saying. If it's unintentional and you're suing somebody, you can't hold them accountable if that wasn't their necessary goal. That's
what
the intentional part is. They did it, but you can't hold them accountable. If it wasn't intentional, because it wasn't intentionally done to you, you gonna sit up there and tell me I can't talk to Sue, Jane, and Mary?
No, that's not it. Not that you can't talk to somebody, but you can. Okay, you can't sleep with Steve. You understand what I'm saying? If you're like, okay,
but if
like,
you see me walking down the street with Steve, you didn't see me walk out of the hotel with Steve. You see me walking down the street
about.
With Steve.
I'm not talking about accusations being thrown. I'm talking about actual proof. If you had actual proof that this was happening to you. Actual, not insinuations and you know, oh,
but
I'm gonna
it wasn't an intentional thing. My, you know, we've seen this a lot. Like, yeah, it's done, but I wasn't intentionally trying to hurt you. You know, but
okay.
Me and Steve, we was at a party, we got drunk, and I tripped and fell on his dick.
Okay. Well,
sorry, I'm just being silly. Okay.
What I'm saying,
that was
okay,
real silly just now.
Kind of like the IRS. You know this is, you know, whether you believe it or not, you are in a contract with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you have to pay a certain amount of taxes based on how much money you make or whatever the situation is when you work. Do
mm-hmm.
you intentionally look to cheat Uncle Tom? Uncle Tom. Uncle Sam. That was a Freudian slip.
We got the 215, everybody slotted in here with their plate. That's what's
yeah,
up.
They slotted late, but they got their mouth full of potato salad and some Moscato and everything else on their breath coming up in here all late. But when you tell the IRS that I have to, you know, do this, well, the IRS says, well, you got to pay us. IRS, I didn't intend to, you know, defraud you, or I didn't intend to pay too little in taxes. That's just the way it happened, and I didn't know I owe you, but I'm going to pay you. So, you know, it's like a contract. You realize,
okay,
I have to make restitution on this.
Yeah, so I put a point out there, but I think he's on the line, too.
All right, Mr. 752. And I see we got a little dash of sugar coming in here in a second, but you put on Sun 752, by the way. And I'm going to throw sugar in here anyway. Sugar and Sun 752, y'all are on. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. God is here. God is here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And God in the house, you know what I'm saying? I mean, 5'2".
Oh, boy.
God, 5'1". Got power of wisdom up in this motherfucker, Memorial Day.
Jesus, God. All that.
I'm remembering the mathematics that they had.
What's going on? All right,
so.
Well, who want to go first? Because I can wait. Because, you know what I mean? I'm about to drop this shit all crazy.
Let me see how Sugar is. Sugar, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. You know, you enjoying your holiday, Sugar?
I'm enjoying it.
Good. She's such a little chuckle patch. Mm-hmm. Okay, son. Now you can go in and dominate the next 20 minutes of the conversation.
Oh, shit.
It ain't even going to take that long. Because, you know, like, it's funny y'all was having this show tonight. Because, like, you know, like, when y'all was telling me that y'all was having this show on Saturday, I was like, all right, you know, I ain't really realized that I would be in a position, yeah, I mean, you know, to be able to, like, really think about how this whole thing is going down. But when I was listening to y'all saying, I'm talking, one of the things that I got out of it was that I think that both of y'all are right on some point. Mm-hmm. Like Brick, I understand where you're coming from, where you're saying that a man should at least, like, if he did you dirty, and you know he did you dirty, he should step up to the plate and be like, well, look, you know, like, even though I ain't mean to do that, you know, I fucked you over, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that. You understand what I mean? Crush, you right at the same time. Like, he don't owe you his life. You understand what I mean? You know, and that's kind of like what I wrote in the chat room. Like, look, like I said, if I had a nickel for every time I broke up with a chick, you know what I'm saying? And I realize there's a lot of emotions going into that. It's a lot of hurt going on with that. But, you know, one thing that they, you know, that I've heard time after time after time was, you know, I hope one day that somebody hurts you the way that I'm hurting right now.
Damn.
Just like I wrote in chat room, like I'm like, it's not like you're going to be there when that happens.
You never know. Never know.
Oh, my gosh. So
well,
like a man.
No, I do know. Listen, this is why I know. How you going to be there when it happens? Because when it ain't never going to be over you. Me and you separating. So unless you can come back and hurt me the way, you know, that you feel like I hurt you, you're not going to be nowhere, you know, to know that I'm going through that. And not only that, but I would have to acknowledge that, you know, that I'm going through that so heavy to you in order for you to be like, oh, I finally got this nigga. And then, no, you know what I mean? And when you really think about that, you know, how would probably go down would be that you probably feel like, well, all right, now that he's finally feeling the hurt that I felt when, you know, he did what he did to me, now we even. We can get back together. Like, nah, shorty, I'm good. I'm fucked up over her. I'm fucked up over this chick, not you. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, here's what I say. I do believe, and I honestly believe, that a man should take responsibility for, you know, like, if you was dishonest with a chick, if you had a chick thinking that it was just about you and her, you know, you and her against the world, and you didn't represent that, and she caught you out there, you know, doing some shit with another chick when you promised her that it was just you and her, then, yeah, you know what I mean, you do need to own up to that. I mean, you already got caught anyway. I mean, what would be the best time to own up and be like, well, look, you know, like, even though I lied to you, but, you know, what it really was is that I didn't think I was worthy of having all of the affection that you was giving me. And saying? You know what I mean? You know, just to keep it 100. I was out there and fuck it. You caught me. You know what I mean? I'm busted. And look, even though we can't be together no more, hopefully, you know, you can forgive me and we can still be some kind of friend. You know what I mean? Because evidently, if I'm fucking around on you anyway, it wasn't about the pussy. I mean, not your pussy in particular, because I'm like, oh, do you really think I'm worried about the pussy that I lost from you if I was out fucking with this other chick? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I hate to put it out there and sound so blatant with it, but really, this is how I always talk about it. Like, come on now, if I was out pursuing other pussy, did you really think that I was gassed over your pussy? Maybe I was, but not that gassed, evidently. You understand what I mean? You know, it was like it's a good thing, but evidently it wasn't the only good thing that I could think of. So, you know, whereas even though my heart has been into it plenty of times, I've also been able to say, well, look, you know, I can't go back and fix that situation. Like if you caught me messing around on you, straight up and down, like you caught me. You know, regardless of what it is, like, no, you didn't actually have to catch me straight up and down. Like, you ain't gonna be able to, like, take no text messages and no none of that bullshit. You gotta actually physically see me. But if you do,
right,
if you actually physically catch me with another chick, yeah, you know I mean, and you confront me, well, then I'm gonna have to be like, yeah, you got me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've been in that situation before, straight up and down. I've been in that situation before where I, you know. Actually, I haven't. Like, actually, got caught. Maybe, like, right after. Like, some shit like, I ain't get caught, like, right then and there. Matter of fact, I might have to think about that for me. But my point is this. When it was a situation where I did get half-assed caught, three-quarters of the way caught, whatever the case was, I got confronted with a different situation. It was like, all right, I caught you. I knew you was doing something. Now what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to make it up to me because I'm not quitting you. That's what I got confronted with. It wasn't no, all right, you know what I mean? You dirty, no good, nasty-ass nigga, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. I didn't get the, you know what I mean, me and you were through. I didn't get that. I got the, all right, yeah, I caught you. And I knew you was doing that shit. Now, how are you going to make it better? And I'm thinking, like, well, I ain't. I mean, because I'm really not. Like, I mean, I could lie. I mean, I've already been lying, right? Wasn't I? I was already lying. So you think I'm going to lie again and be like, yeah, you know what? Even though you caught me with that chick, and that chick might have been, you know, visibly liver than you. And you know how females are about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if you see me with a chick that's visibly liver than you, and you say, like, all right, you're going to have to make this up to me. I'm not trying to let you go because I'm digging you like that, but you're going to have to guarantee me this will never happen again. I'm like, I can't really do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the best I can really do is be like, well, listen, you know, I'm really sorry for lying to you. But I guess the real me, you know, came out at the time that you caught me doing what I was doing. And hopefully I can better myself later on for somebody else and learn how to do better. Because I really don't even like to lie about that kind of situation. You know, I've been taught as a young boy, never leave one chick for another chick. Never do that shit. And I mean nothing. Because I did it back in the day. But I was told that it's bad luck to do that. And from my experience, it's kind of bad luck. But my whole point is, so being as though I was confronted with a situation not to necessarily feel bad about what I had done because you left me, but more so, all right, just let me know that you ain't gonna do it no more. But now you're gonna have to, you know, come out your wallet or come out your heart and, you know, make me feel, you know, like, because I caught you, everything is going to be better again. And I'm like, nah, I don't even know if I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather just let the whole thing go. And if it's meant for us to get back together again somewhere down the line, and I mean way farther down the line than I'll deal with that. Then. But as far as that, if she would have actually caught me with the chick that I was with, then I would say that I'm gonna probably have to let both of them go. Think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Because both of them know that I'm grimy. They just witnessed it, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the other one may want to stay with you.
Well, it might be the case that both of them want to stay with you. Because, keeping it 100, it might be the case that both of them want to stay with me. You know what I'm saying? But, it ain't like, it's not going to be the situation up front that they both going to verbalize that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, when we start talking about these crazy-ass situations, and I want y'all to excuse me, because I'm not trying to be on no crazy bravado. Yeah, I'm that dude so much. And, you know what I mean? Yeah, they going to be fighting over me. It's not even about all of that. It's really not. What it's really about is when you find somebody that you mesh with like that, it's not easy to do that time and time again. You understand what I mean? So sometimes you might be confronted with a situation where you might, even though you've been claiming that you either are going to take all or none, you might get with the person that you with, and when y'all by yourself, you might admit that, all right, you know what, you quit. I can take some, but don't fucking diss me in front of nobody again. Don't do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It be like that sometimes.
So, I want to rewind to, like, you know, something you said, and, you know, in the chat room as well, when you said that if you had a nickel and a woman says, I just want you to feel the hurt that I feel one day. My question,
yeah.
I wrote this in the chat, how do you measure heartbreak? Like,
that's why I didn't understand why they said that.
Right. I don't. Like, how do you measure heartbreak? Like, I may not have been invested into this person as you are invested into me. I mean, I did it to you, but I'm going to say it wasn't intentionally, but it was, because you lied about me. So, I don't know.
It still wasn't intentional. Dudes lie to get out of trouble. Like, I mean, I'm not above lying. I lie. Anytime when I don't think the truth is going to do good, I lie. I ain't going to bullshit you. But there are times when I know to just go ahead and tell the truth up front so I can avoid lying later on when I know it's going to be detrimental. You understand what I mean? So, no, I'm not an anti-liar. When I know the truth ain't no good, and I'm lying. Shut the fuck up. I roll up on me and be like, did you run that red light? I know I ran it. But I think it's a better idea. If I said he's unsure about that, I don't know. I ain't run that light. No good. You know what I mean?
Till you get that letter, till you got that picture in the mail. Shit,
right? Yeah, I mean,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey,
and can
like
I just
I said,
say
when
can I just say
ahead,
sidebar on the quest? Jump off a bridge. Why you want to start with her? On the quest, always got to start with somebody. Why you want to start with her? Anyway, okay, go ahead. Say what you're
going to
say.
No, all I was really trying to say, and I kind of cut you off, was that I really understand what you're saying. The thing is, just because a person lies to you, it doesn't necessarily mean that they didn't have your interest at heart. It don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
It may mean that they may not be in a place at that time to be able to be truthful with you, but they do recognize that you are worthy, and it's going to sound crazy to some ladies out there, but they might realize that you are worthy of being lied to in order to be kept. Because it's like, look, I mean, I know this chick is lying. I know this is a good girl. I know that this, I know that sometime in the future when I get my shit together, this chick is going to hold it down for me. She's already doing it. You know what I mean? When I'm already dirty. So I don't want to go ahead and tell the truth and let her know how grimy I am right now. You know what I mean? I need to, you know, lie a little bit so I can get this shit out my system, do what I gotta do. Hope to God that she don't find out. But then when the day comes, that glorious day, when I can finally keep it 100 with her, then me and her will be there with each other, having kids, pregnant pussy, and enjoying all of.
Oh Lord,
oh boy.
There you go.
Oh boy.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness.
Look,
so you just said you are worthy to be lied to be kept.
I know. And I know it sounds crazy. And I know I probably shouldn't be saying it. But I can't think of a better way to put it. You know what I mean? It looked like, look, I've had chicks tell me, you know, back when I was, you know, dirtier. You know what I mean? Like, I had him tell me, like, you only had a decency to lie to me, nigga. Like, why do you, I mean, I've been told that everything don't have to be said, you know? And that was after I was told by my own pop, you know what I mean? Bless his heart. Like, he always told me, questions that don't get asked do not have to get answered. So do not put yourself in positions where those questions will get asked and then you won't have to lie as an answer. Cover your ass, nigga. CYA. Thanks, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. Ooh, we got another caller.
All right, we got another caller coming from 786. Hello, caller.
Hello, how you doing?
All right.
Hi.
Ladies, see, that's the first time I heard you in an hour. How you doing, caller?
Right out of my mouth. What's up? Is that Buddha?
Yeah, it is.
Hi,
oh my God, is that
little Hi, Buddha? Thank you too much.
No, I just came on and I was hearing a voice up in my field, you know, CYA, and he said his dad told him that. Well, my mother told me that. So, I definitely can relate.
Right.
Well, Buddha, what do you think about the topic we're talking about tonight? We're talking about emotional contracts. If you could pick out an emotional contract with somebody before you get into a relationship with them, would you?
An emotional contract?
Yeah, like something to say, well, you know, I promise to always be affectionate to you. You know, I promise never to lie to you. I promise to this, to that, to this.
I promise a deep throat truth 3 times a night.
Exactly. If that's what the deal is, you know, I promise to do that. Whatever you strike beforehand. And it's a legal contract. And if she does not fulfill her end of the contract, then you could sue her. And if she wanted out, now mind you, what I didn't get to say earlier is that the contract.
You know how many chicks will be sued right now?
It goes both ways. But unless you both decided to cancel the contract. So then it's not like you're stuck forever. You can cancel the contract if you both decide, you know what, this isn't working out for us. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to cheat on you. I just, you know, want to go separate ways. And then the contract is there
like
for
a marriage.
Okay, exactly. But it's exactly. But nobody's getting married, Buddha. Nobody's getting married anymore.
Yeah. Nobody's respecting marriage anymore.
No, they're not. And the marriage rate has gone down, except it's going up for gays. But heterosexuals are not getting married. So, well, if you could have a contract like that, would you?
I probably would, you know. I guess it'll cut out a lot of bullshit. Yeah, you gotta be accountable for what you're supposed to do. Then, yeah.
I think I would too. I think I would.
Should hold both parties accountable.
But we already have that in place. Technically, you got the booty call contract.
And you got the friend. Why not? That's a relationship. And you got the friend benefit contract.
I feel like
and if you committed, now I'm just going by.
Hold on. Hear me out. Everybody knows. You make an agreement that you're just going to be. Can I talk any kind of way I want to talk?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. If you make an agreement that you're going to just be dick on the side, that only lasts but so long. So somebody catches feeling. And somebody going to renege on that contract.
But listen,
not
saying
no names, chick. But, you know.
But that's not the point. The point is, we did make a contract. You get what I'm saying? Like,
whether it be written on paper or verbal,
it's still a contract. The same thing as if we were friends with benefits. The same thing if we were lifestyle partners, and I'm talking about as far as swinging is concerned.
Right.
You don't have to be married to be swingers, but we still made this agreement. We still sat down and we hashed out a game of plan. You have your set of rules. I have my set of rules. We came to this agreement. So now, if that was held up in court,
is a whole different situation.
However,
right.
we did, you know, we do have these things out there already called contracts and agreements. The only thing is that you cannot hold me accountable if I breached that agreement. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can ask me to apologize. Out of good nature, I can apologize, but I'm not going to jail and I'm not coming out of my pocket. And I'm not being forced to do so.
What I'm talking about. I'm talking about if that whole aspect was made literally legal, an actual paper contract.
But it still wouldn't pan out for the simple fact that whoever you need to prove this to, for them to actually understand what you are to actually rule if they violated or not, they have to feel what you felt. I gotta know how heartbreak feels.
You're talking about feelings, so that means the emotional party.
Right. I gotta know if I made this agreement. I've never been in a friends relationship, a friends with benefits relationship, but you came to my court, and he violated this contract or a verbal agreement that y'all came across, and you sit up there trying to prove your case. I cannot comment on. I can't rule on that.
Okay. Well, the injuries are. Monetary values are placed on injuries all the time. All
right,
the time.
Injuries is something physical, though. That's
but
not
I'm talking
physical.
About, well, emotional,
you can see.
I'm talking about in this. So it's the same thing. I'm just saying, go outside the box and think if this were applied to an actual emotions were applied to a contract as opposed to something physical. I'm talking about emotional. Accountability
but
contract.
You gotta measure the emotional
but you got to see that. I got to see
that's
how your emotion, like
I'm
I got to see how it affects you. So if you sit up there and say, oh, Buddha, you broke my heart and we had this contract that we was going to be friends with benefits and we did this, but he went out of that contract. I got to show to you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I have to prove to you that this affected me. I got
to
prove to you that emotionally I'm in distress. I got to prove to you.
What does your emotions have to do with this contract? What does your heart have to do with this contract? If we're friends with benefits, your heart and your emotions ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a business deal. When you allow your emotions to get involved, then that's where you fuck everything up.
Okay. But like I said, when I said monetary values are placed on injuries, well, then what's stopping the court from putting, okay, what did he do? He cheated. That's $1,000. What did he do?
He
slept with another woman.
$5,000.
Yeah, you can prove. I mean, of course you have to come with evidence and proof that he cheated.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you can just make these accusations. You have to have
proof.
So
if you got dough, it don't matter. But just like with everything else, if you got money, it don't matter. You can do what you want to do.
But
that's what
that's
saying, right?
Yeah,
that's not really going to help nobody.
People, if these contracts actually existed, mind you, you don't have to have them.
You got it.
You don't have to have them. No, you don't. But if these things actually existed, I think that there would be a lot less flippant relationships out here where people are just getting together thinking, you know, like just fly-by-night relationships. I think that people would actually think before they settle down. They would think before they get married. They would actually evaluate and say, you know what, if this was presented to me,
nah.
Wait a minute, before I sign this damn thing,
so.
Am I really going to be true to this person? Let me really think about it.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Did
I just get
Let's
called
get
down
what
in the chat room? What the hell?
Yeah, just be better at what they do.
Don't worry about me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I made this and I was drunk, or your honor, you know, and that shit is a void.
You
got
to prove it, though.
Right.
But
no,
you, like you said, goes the fact if you got money. If you got money and somebody's back up
money,
and everything,
no matter.
All that, the contract.
Same thing if you went for the 72-hour marriage.
It sounds
like,
yeah,
no,
but, I mean, people still going to be people. If
that's
they...
It.
They It looked like, okay, well, this will make her feel good. I'll do this just to make her feel good. Knowing, or she do it to make him happy, knowing that they're really not ready for that, but that's the only
right.
way they can get into this relationship, and that's the only way they'll say, okay, let's
I'll
go
get
from
what
point
they need
A.
out of it.
Yeah, but they'll go ahead and try it.
But, you know, you also think you got to take into consideration as a person's state of mind as well. You know,
right.
Sometimes we carry baggage. And it got nothing to do with whoever we get into a relationship with. However, they get the they feel everything that we do to them. You know,
right?
Or, you know, sometimes girls just have a warped mind. Like I was cheated on by all these guys, so I'm a cheat on them. I mean, that is,
mm-hmm.
and you can't make an agreement not to be cheated on. That makes no sense.
I'm
like. You know, but they have that mentality. I can't knock you for having that mentality because that's all you know. You know, if you grow up in your environment, do play a part on who you are. So if you grow up in, then we've all been that, and that's even when you're doing, like, domestic violence and things like that, that show, you know, that's giving proof that it does affect. So if I come in and I come to you and I already, and all I know is about broken relationships, what
right.
I may find as right, you may find as wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
that's basically taxing. That's basically suing me for being human. That's what it is. That's what I'm not getting. Like, you're suing me for being human.
Well, back in the day, it was that everybody knew that the husband cheated, but he kept it quiet. It was
right.
never close to home, so that the wife would go. The wife was number one. Wife was the most important. If the wife said come, he dropped her. He had to go see what the wife wanted. Most people would they expected that. Oh, dad got children. Across town somewhere. He got somebody. Okay,
Wait.
How far back in the day was this? How far back?
I'm going to say 60s, 70s.
Yeah. I'm old.
Nah, how about no?
I'm old.
How about no? Don't say
I'm
70s
old.
Or 80s at all. Yeah,
okay,
man.
Not
the
80s. I'm going to say 70s, though. I'm going to say 70s.
But
I'm going to say early 70s.
It did happen, but what was the man respecting the wife? What?
Go ahead.
Okay, the man he did enough, even though he did his dirt. He didn't bring it home. He made sure the other woman respected home. And that's what a lot of people back then, if that's what you want to say, that's how they carried it. And if it was going on, they made sure home was number one. Okay, then it got to the point where people got to, they didn't give a damn. She didn't give a damn. She going to call you, got your house number. She going to call your house and tell your wife she was just with you and everything. Girl, you see them drawers? I put them drawers.
They did that back then, too.
Something.
All I can really say, you know what, I got the perfect, you know what, I don't have a perfect answer for nothing, but I have an answer for this. All I can really say is this.
there have always been trifling ass niggas who ain't give a fuck. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Who would wife you? Try to fuck all your sisters, your cousins, your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there have been niggas that insisted on having other chicks, but they would just, you know, they wouldn't bring it around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would say this. For every nigga that we were so surprised about to find out that they had, you know, kids outside of a marriage or, you know what I mean, extramarital affairs
right.
and all that kind of shit. For everyone that we were surprised about, we also knew about a nigga that lived right down the street that was trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he was married, had a girl, or whatever the case was.
Married.
You know what I mean?
Having you on the side.
Right.
So sad, man.
And
you know, like a little...
And
I would say, evidently, that's time tested because, you know, like I said, I've seen it. Listen, man, you know, I hate to always bring up personal examples, but, you know, like, even speaking of my pop. You know what I mean? My pop got so many kids by so many different women, but he's only been married twice, and both of those marriages have lasted more than 20 years. So, okay, with my mom only having 3 kids and with my stepmom only having 1 child, how did he end up with 15? Well, something had to happen now, kid.
That's what we should make a contract about. That's what we should make a contract about.
Whoa.
After 2 kids, 3 kids, you get a vasectomy, son.
We're getting to that in a minute. But you know, like, but my whole thing with him was this. You know what I'm saying? You know, all y'all know I love my pop, you know what I'm saying? You know, he ain't no animosity, whatever. But here's the thing. There were times when he was outright blatant with his on some bullshit. And then there were times when it was like, what did you do? You understand what I mean? It was like a double-edged sword. So neither one was totally consistent, but regardless, he still got it off. So in the wake of his actions, you know, people got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Now, whether it looked like, damn, I knew he was doing that shit all the time, or whether it looked like, damn, man, I didn't know you was doing that. What difference do it make? You still did it. And you know what I'm saying? And lives were affected with all of that shit. So, you know, I would love to say, honestly, that's why, being as though I was born in 1970, I would say this. I've seen so much grimy-ass shit in the 70s, you know, before I turned 10. I figured that was just a rite of passage for fathers, you know, in the 70s just to be fucking grimed out.
That
not
grimy
give a fuck
shit.
About
yeah.
nothing. I blame it on disco.
disco made it
as
grimy,
huh? That's why we call him the boogie, oogie, oogie.
Look, it's something about them gabardine pants, man. Them gabardine slacks made a nigga.
All that dancing and shit, them tight-ass pants.
The leisure suit. The fucking leisure suit. The leisure suit. And the little easy-ass chest hairs. The peasy-ass
chest hairs. And shit.
So in the chat room, it says this was the danger when women were given sexual equality, they got mouthy. What do you think about that statement?
I agree.
Wow. No, I don't think so. They just woke up.
Yeah, I thought y'all had bigger balls than we did.
Shout out to Sunny and Shine.
That's what women, were screaming out, suck my dick. I don't know.
They still say that, but it's not that she got
this. Like, it make any kind of sense. Cornball.
You know, exactly.
Fucking cornball ass.
You just won. You said, man, you won.
I mean,
women decide to be vocal about what they want. Say it to me or say it back.
Well, I mean, what they want, I know they
don't
want
you to turn around. I don't want you to turn around and say, lick my pussy. I want you to turn around and say, yeah, right.
If a chick tell me to suck her dick, I know that's not what she really wants.
Exactly.
I know that she's just trying to diss me.
And she says, oh, well,
I have a real hungry sexual appetite as well. So I would have no problem doing that, son. But my thing is, I always have guys cheat on me. And, you know, it's really taking its toll on me. And I'm afraid to get hurt again. And you say, well, you know what? I would never cheat on you, Crush. If I was going to leave you, I would just come to you and say, Crush, you know, we need to talk. This is not working. Or I'm interested in someone else. But I would never cheat on you. And you say, that's all I want, son. I just want honesty, son. And you say, okay, and I'm willing to give you that twice a day thing. I have no problem with that. I'll blow you in the shower. I'll do this. I'll do that. No problem. So you decide, okay, let's put these things into a contract. Okay? And the contract states, basically, this is it. This is what I promised him. This is what he promises to me. If we don't get this, or let's just say that she reneges on her, you know, two times or three times a day. And it's not for, and there could be clauses. Let's just say she can put in, okay, if I have my period or if I'm having some kind of medical condition or if something like that stops her from doing it, then you have to respect that. And you could also put in, okay, I'm not going to cheat on you, but that doesn't mean I can't look at women's asses, Crush. I got to look at their asses, so you can't accuse me of cheating if I like looking at asses. And she says, okay, I can tolerate you looking at asses. I can deal with that. You tailor it to what you like and what you agree to do and what you don't agree to do. You both sign it.
Okay.
Boom. You're in a relationship. You're enjoying yourself, whatever. If you decide if you break the contract, or let's just say she reneges on her deal or you renege on yours, then you can seek some kind of damages if you choose to. If you so choose to.
Now, but this is a regular relationship or is this a marriage?
This is a regular
relationship.
It's a regular relationship, though. There's no property to divide and move it in and all that other stuff.
No, the reason I ask is because, you know, the whole infidelity thing is protected by marriage, by law in a marriage. So, you know, I mean, we don't even have to go into that.
But
what you talking about? The contract, though.
But that's why I asked. Yeah, that's why I asked. Was it a marriage or was y'all just in a regular relationship?
Whatever they want. Infidelity might be part of it, but it's more like she say she want affection three times a day or three times a week. You got to hug and cuddle with her, that type of contract.
Yeah,
whatever she
like
needs
that.
And wants, she going to put on the contract.
Exactly,
she's
going to put on
needs.
The contract.
So,
because
so
this is what
she
needs.
Said, I need flowers once a week. I need flowers once a week, you know, on Wednesday or whatever.
That's the common thing
that
women ask you
know
men that,
so.
That I don't know about all women.
So basically,
wait a
minute. I don't know
about
all women accountable.
Hold up, y'all. The only thing that separates what y'all talking about from what actually happens in relationships is the part about the legally binding part. You understand what I mean?
Right.
That's
being able
marriage.
To No. Besides the marriage, when I get with a chick, I let her know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Now I mean, look, these are the things that I can put up with right here, and these are the things that I can't put up with. And I ask her the same thing, like, you know, what's good with you? Yeah, exactly. You know, like, tell me, you know, so we don't need to be, you know, going into this thing all in the dark. So let me know the things that you are used to and the things that you like based on what you're used to and the things that, you know, that you don't like and that you wouldn't appreciate and the things that would rattle your whole nervous system. So I know not to do that. And I'm going to do the same thing for you. Now, I mean, you know, I think it's necessary to do that in a relationship. So, you know, like the only thing that's really separating this thing is like, so you mean to tell me, so if I said I wasn't going to fuck with, you know, I mean, the girl Tasha from around the corner, and you catch me with Tasha from around the corner, like, you'd be like, damn, yeah, I could sue son for like, the rims on the car.
For
shit,
damages,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, like, yo, you got to give some rims, nigga. Now, I mean, that's what you get.
Yeah.
You got Tasha with the rims. You had the rims. That's how you got Tasha, right? Now you have to give up the rims. So now you're going to have to
you know, you're going to have to settle for Karen.
Or an aftership. Yeah.
Or Latisha. But you know how it goes. So, all right.
Can I just ask a question? Okay, I got a question now. Now, we went through this. We came up with this agreement and stuff like that. What if there was a third party involved? You know, what if you did cheat on somebody, like you said, with Tasha? Can Tasha sue?
No.
I never messed around with a Tasha that was worthy of having anything.
But my thing is, the whole point of the contract, the whole point of the contract is basically to hold that person accountable, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose of the contract. Now, are we only doing contracts for those that are in long-term relationships? Because my thing is, if that's the case, then you just might as well get married.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? I get the idea of contracts. I get the idea. However, right. I mean, you know, just going by the different, you know, levels that we have and that we interact with, you know, sometimes we're just a booty call. Sometimes you're just a friends with benefits. Sometimes you don't want to shack up, you know. Sometimes you want to be able to do your thing and I do my thing, but yet we're still committed to each other, you know, like Sunshine said, a committed friendship, you know. So it's like, and then my other question is, why does this not apply to married couples? Because when you're getting married, there's no prenup or you know, just because I got a piece of paper with your name and our name on it doesn't mean I have to suck your dick 3 times a day in the shower.
Why not?
So why can't we make a contract for that? And if it doesn't hold
More than likely, if a nigga did marry you, was you sucking his dick 3 times in the shower?
That shit.
Right, but you know,
no, but
just
you
like how,
know,
just how,
no,
just how.
I wouldn't marry.
The reason why
I wouldn't marry
nobody. Oh no, but
that
started in the beginning, though. But tell me about in the very beginning, all that was race and all those things happened. But what if it starts falling off? Because when you first get with somebody, you get the best of them. Everything is great. That representative, and then you know a little part of what's real. But after time gets settled in, they start getting a little comfortable, and all that stuff you did 3 times a day comes down to 3 times a week, maybe 1 time a week. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck? This is not the shit that happens. Because most of the time, women marry you because they think you're going to change. Dudes will marry a chick because she thinks that she's not going to change. All that she's doing now is going to keep happening.
My question is, no, so see, my man is keeping it so honey. You know what I mean? My only question is, where was you when Brick was talking about Cro-Magnon man beating his dick on a rock?
I was not in the chat room. I was actually hosting the show, I think, when that conversation came on. I was not in the chat room. Y'all had that conversation in the chat room.
No, we were talking about Cro-Magnon man slapping his dick with the dirt. Remember I said all that with the dirt?
You typed that in the chat.
It was exactly 7 days ago.
Yeah, because I was slapping the dirt with the penis. They were slapping dirt.
Where was you? I wish you could have been here when Brick was talking all this stuff about. These New York niggas don't ever keep it
all in
with
nobody.
I threw a theory out there. It was a theory.
A what if? That was a what if.
Okay, I see Rusty was drinking something because he off the chain in the chat room. Order Quest, I think this is you on the line. Let's stop drinking the gin and juice. Jesus. You get black hair, black up out of a minute, damn it. All right. We're going to bring on 919.
Rock.
Okay, I don't hear anything. Okay.
On the panel there.
Here we go. Hello, 919.
You guys can't hear me?
Yes,
we
can. Wikipedia
now.
Quest.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Okay.
How are you?
Right. I'm doing just fine. I want to ask a question of all the guys on the panel there. If a woman was to come to you with one of these emotional contracts and saying, I've been hurt so bad and because this guy's done this, this guy did that to me, and will you sign this
piece of
paper?
Why we got to sound like that, though?
Okay, well, Rick, you say it the way it is.
No, keep talking like that, because that's the only way I can understand.
That ain't how we
exactly.
talk.
Okay, well,
they
anyway,
they come to you
with this contract and say, will you sign this so that I know that you won't do this to me? Now, how many, well, I'm just asking, if it's
right.
me, well, no, let me go ahead and ask a question. What do you do at that point when they put that piece of paper in front of you? And one at a time.
Okay. You want to go? Let me take it.
What'd you do, Buddha? Go ahead.
Personally, I would go over it. See what
and
other man's
are. And you sign it, because Buddha's
like
a good
man. Here's the contract. Then I will come back with my demand, and then we'll go over it, and then see what we can
see,
do. Because basically, we got to both know what each other wants, what each other needs,
that's
and if
right.
I want to be with you or not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Buddha's such
you
a good
my
man.
Needs, you keep my wants, and maybe.
Buddha's such a good man.
Man.
Now, what would you do on a quest? Go ahead, get to it.
Sure,
he tried to leave
the
segue into him saying something nasty. So what would you do, son?
No, I'm not going
to
say nothing bad.
Yeah,
you
already got
it.
Yes, you are.
I'm just being honest with you.
Oh, I already know. I mean, it's obviously what I would do.
So I would laugh.
You know what I'm saying? No, I wouldn't laugh. I would hear her out the whole thing.
Being real with me.
No, I would hear her out the whole way. I would read the thing. I would read it over. And you know what? The fucked up part about it is I would read the whole thing out to make sure that it was grammatically correct. Because I figured if she spelled anything wrong, if her punctuation is fucked up, then I already know that it's... But look, if she don't write it right, if she's not educated enough... You know what I mean? English-wise,
exactly.
To write it up right,
I
want to have it in the style that I'm... Then I already know that it's not legally binding. Like, look, this little judge, I ain't understand that shit. She ain't even fucking right.
I'm not going to go to Republic is legally binding. Just so you know.
But I would go to Latin Stylist. I wouldn't even put her on to the fact that I consider her to be a dummy. Now, after all of that after all that's done, let's say it is grammatically correct. After that, then I would just have to, like, totally dismiss it, because then I realize that she's a psycho, crazy, off-the-wall, controlling, evidently known for dealing with sucker niggas type chick, and I'd be like, yeah, well, you know what, tell you what, I'm going to give this to my attorney, and I'll get back with you, you know what I mean, after you blow. God.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's true. Like, I get that. That's sad. That I really actually agree with that. Like, I would give this to my attorney.
Ladies, what if a guy had brought
you that? I would give it a benefit of that. But I really have to, like, this is not somebody I just met. This is somebody I had to be digging, getting to know, you know, this type of thing. We're trying to enter a relationship of some sort. But if I just meet you and I get this, it's something totally different.
It's got to be at when you first meet stage. Otherwise, if you already doing your thing, then what?
What's the purpose? We might as well just get married.
It has to be when you first start.
No. Before we're intimate. If we're meeting each other, getting to know each other, like, I'm a type person, I'm not really into just jumping in the sack with a bro. So I want to get
no,
you
not.
Know
but it's
know
not about just sex, though, right? This is not about. But it's not about just sex. Like, it's not. We're not just talking about a sex contract, are we?
I realize that, but usually I take a time to.
I wish you was, but we not.
If I jump in the sex, that's my account. That's my business, you know. I got to get to know
somebody,
so you know.
If somebody ever came after me, I would not sign it. my bottom line.
Thank you, Crush. You know what? Thank you for your honesty.
How do you want? Because how do you want to sign that shit? Like,
my thing is,
you gotta be out of your fucking mind. And I'm sorry for shit. Like, first of all, you gotta be crazy as hell to draw it up. Then you gotta be even crazier. And you gotta be crazier and masochistic to sign this shit.
No. It sounds good in theory. Yeah, well, it really,
you know what?
Good, but
I mean,
if I had to apply it.
I guess there's a lot of crazy men out there because I sure as hell get them to sign my damn horse contract. Okay?
I
guess there's a lot of crazy people out here.
Did you say your horse to the honorary brick?
No, what?
Brick to the honorary. You
hear what I said? My horse contract. Yes, they
did.
Yep.
All right, because I know a lot of niggas sign birth certificates, too.
Say that again. Say that again. That goes back to what I said. That's what we need a contract for. After two kids, after three kids, I need to get a vasectomy or she need to get her tubes tied. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If it's out there, it's moving. After two, and we need to start getting like China. Fuck what y'all heard. You know, you have an X, Y, the kids.
Yeah,
to give
like
it to that. You know, we need to get on that aspect. This is a whole other topic, but you know.
It is a whole other topic because only girls, only women with good swats should ever get their two sides. You know what I mean?
Oh,
what
Lord. But we took this conversation all the way over to the relationships, but it wasn't just supposed to be based on relationships. This topic was based on emotional contracts in matter of... You know, with anybody you come in contact with, like this can be a family member, it can be a baby mama. I mean, that is part of what we're talking about, right? So, I mean,
exactly. It's
emotionally, if you have any children and you can't provide for these children, you can't do for these by means of these children. I understand you pro whatever, but my thing is, you need to sign that contract like that.
Okay,
after your third kid,
had
the nurses. You know, you got the birth certificate on one side and you got the contract underneath it.
Okay, when you think about have contracts to control, like basically, okay, for example, the PENS petition that they have in place for controlling youngsters who are out of control. Basically, kids who don't come home, who are truant, who don't listen to their parents. They have PENS petition, a legal contract that you can put out for your kid. Okay, for your kid, so in case your kid goes out there and does something, a heinous crime, you necessarily, as a parent, can't be held accountable because you let everybody know that your child was out of control, okay, that this, you know, you needed help with this child was under supervision. I'm talking about that kind of contract. So, also, I mean, not only that, but, you know, you have emotional, you have contracts like that that actually do exist. But what I'm also talking about is contracts between siblings. Like if, you know, you loan somebody some money, do you believe that there should be a legal contract for that? Because that causes emotional stress in families where you have relatives who don't even talk anymore because they owe each other money. So do you believe that had there been a contract there?
But you can sue somebody for your property back, can't you? Like, ain't that what people's court for?
Yes, that's what people
call for. Yeah. Only up to $5,000. That's small
claim court.
Yeah, that's small claim court. But if you had a contract in place before then, I mean, what I'm trying to say is a contract's the wave of the future. Is this the way we need to do things to keep things organized or to have an organized society? Do
we
need contracts?
Control everything.
Well, I'm just saying, to an extent, I wouldn't sign the contract because I don't even believe in marriage. So what makes you think I'm going to believe in signing that contract?
If people start talking about control, then even a person who would normally sign it, they're not going to want to because they don't want to be controlled.
Okay, but if we deal in business and stuff, shouldn't we have, let's just say, friends get into business with each other all the time. Should there be a contract because of it?
Business ain't got nothing to do with your emotions. It's got to do with your money.
No, if your friends and your emotions are involved.
No.
If you're going into business with your friend, because you would never think that your friend would stab you in the back.
and take half your business or take your business or something like that. So there is some kind of emotional
attachment.
That's
what legal paperwork is for.
Business. But so there does need to be something legal. See,
that is something legal, though. You can prevent that. I can prevent that. If I pay attention to what's being put in front of me and I'm putting my jaw honk act on, I mean, my signature on, I can prevent him doing me dirty.
You can,
and this person doing you dirty, you can...
especially if you're going into some business. Yeah, I can prevent that.
That's the balance.
Yeah, whatever.
That's the balance.
Okay, it's 9:45, quarter to 10 o'clock, and you are listening to Brick's House, and we're talking about emotional accountability contracts. Do we need them? Don't we need them? Fuck them? Suck them? Who knows? Who cares? We're on the phone basically with the usual fam. We got La Crush, we got Lady Sugar, Lady C. We had another caller that I didn't even bring on. Okay, and I need to mute somebody else's mic so I can bring this call on because I'm not going through what we went through last week. So, the Sun 752 will be right with you in a moment. I'm going to mute you for a second. Okay, I'm not going through that again. All right, 614, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Up to a point. But
hi, how you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, John.
You were talking about how they do in China if you got so many kids. Now, wouldn't it be better, instead of having kids, when you get to a certain point also, you could start like a prenuptial agreement. Instead of having kids, you can do oral sex, both of you. That way it cuts down on pregnancy.
What?
You know?
Hell no.
Get the man. Get the man.
Sounds good.
No, I don't know. Hell, it cuts down pregnancy, but the calories are so good. Hey, there was a thing in Texas. It was a while back. I can't remember when. But this couple was married, and this shit actually fucking happened. The guy come in from work, had sex with his wife, and fucked her. The dude went to jail over it. He served, I think, 5 fucking years over it. Because his wife took him to court and said she did not want to have sex with him, so they threw the poor bastard in jail for 5 years.
Oh. Said it was unwanted.
I don't know what the fuck it was, but I wouldn't want to go with that bitch.
So if your big black woman asked you, if your big woman asked you that she wanted, you know, you to sign a contract.
Yeah, hell yeah,
tour.
I mean, split
you
everything down the middle, but I'd want to read the son of a bitch before I signed it, you know.
Okay, but you would be open to it.
Yeah.
You would consider it. Okay. That's
nice. But I'll put it this way. Really, with a black woman, you don't need to sign it pretty much as much as you do with a white woman.
Oh, really? And why is that? I
trust
need to know this.
And they'll rip you off easier.
I'm not even going to touch that no more. Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay.
I hang that one up.
All right. We see we have another one, a 917. Oh, I don't know who this is. 917, hello. Is this Mr. Chef?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Hey, Chevy.
Hey, Chevy, baby.
I'm gonna tell you that.
What's up, Chef?
Not much, just here chilling.
Good, good, good. Would you have an emotional sign an emotional contract?
Nah, too much work. I ain't got time for that.
What, read it?
Too much work.
All of the above. I wouldn't do it though. That.
You don't sign contracts, though, for us.
Huh?
You don't sign contracts.
Not for relationships, no. But if it was for money, yeah. Crush, can I borrow $25? Sure. Sign his contract, yeah.
Okay, I can borrow $60?
Huh?
I can borrow $60?
What?
I can borrow $60?
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
Cursing at me like that.
God, I heard that annoying Brooklyn hustle. My ears started tingling. If I find out, okay, you got a dollar? Got a dollar? Huh? Got a dollar?
Yeah.
What?
What? I pay
you
back.
You're
going
to pay me
back?
Oh, my God.
Five.
I'll pay for some head. Oh,
I said,
Lord. We ain't having no unsolicited.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'll pay for some head. What's that, 60 for the half?
No, matter of fact, I
don't
know. This is like totally separate from this show. But I do have a question.
Let's go. You know my kind of game is good.
What?
My kind of game is good.
Would guys actually pay for head? Would y'all actually pay for that?
I paid for it once.
Okay,
Nah.
Joe,
you mean if women would pay for that? You mean if women would pay for that?
No, well, I want to know if maybe he ever paid for it. Seriously.
I paid for it once.
Men do pay for it, shit.
Wait, pay for what? Pay for what?
Head.
Pay for head.
Yeah, men do pay for it.
Yeah, I
never paid for it, but what I understand about paying for it and the reason that I would never pay for it is that normally when you pay for it, you gotta get your dick with a condom on, and that's just something I don't believe in. Sorry, but I have my belief. You have yours.
Sorry,
I'm not touching that one.
I paid for it.
I'm stepping away. I don't believe in that bullshit. I don't even do lap dance at strip clubs. I pay for everybody else's, though. I love being in strip clubs.
That's what I'm saying.
I love paying for everybody else to get a lap dance, but I don't do that shit personally.
Okay, well, we all know Russ said he frequents hookers. So, shout out to the chat room.
Yeah, I paid, but it was just like, Shorty just ran up on me. I was in the 90s, and I was just...
Who ran up on you?
Nah, it was Shorty. I was in the 90s. Nah, I was in the 90s, yo, and I was just like... In the wild 90s, and so he was like, yo, $10 a blow. I'm like, huh? It's like, wait, what?
$10 a blow. Listen, what was that, the staircase?
I might pay for $10.
No, it was $5. It was good. It was the best $5 I ever spent for that. I'll tell you that much.
It was a crackhead. It was $5.
No.
Wait,
why is she guys being crackhead?
What did he get for? What did you get for $5?
I could have beat, but I was just like...
You got a head for $5?
Yeah.
That's a crackhead.
And she was pretty. No.
Why
she's pretty.
That is absolutely the crackhead rate.
Hold on. We're about to go into a whole other topic right now.
Get a
but why...
Not
okay.
Well, okay,
what up?
It's 9:53. It looks like we may get it maybe 10 minutes into overtime. Might go probably 10 minutes because I just had to ask that question. If you want to call in 805-830-8320, once you get out the chat room, well, once 10 o'clock comes, the chat room is just dead. You'll just be in the chat room, but we'll still be going on. You won't be able to hear us. But. You want to call them 805-830-8320. But go ahead, ask your question, LaCrosse.
No, I was going to ask you. I changed my mind. I don't know.
You said she was pretty, though?
Yeah, pretty dark skin. Not big, but she was chubby. And she's like 25. You can tell that she had like a bad life.
Like, you knew all that. Was she a friend of yours?
No, sure. Why am I paying a friend of mine?
Was she hungry?
Because you're like, she's 25. Like, I can't get that from
her
head.
She,
like,
no, it's her age. She looks like she didn't need to be doing that.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, why
she
did?
Like, I don't even know.
Did you ask her when you're hungry? I could buy you a sandwich.
Wait.
Wow.
Why she gotta be a crackhead? This is what I'm not understanding. Why does she gotta be a crackhead? Because that's a crackhead price. Why is that a crackhead price? Like, I don't get it. Isn't it thousands of crackhead price?
Oh my God.
Why is $5 a crackhead price? Maybe she just needed money to get on a crackhead. She just needed money to get a Metro card.
No,
no. Wait. So y'all first assume, like, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not even trying to go down that road. But anyway, to answer the question from my point of view, yep, I'll pay for it.
I'll pay for it.
You need 60.
Hey, y'all.
I need an hour.
Russ.
All right, you get an hour for 60. It's cracking. Let's get it cracking.
How much does that buffer for?
Huh? What's 2 for $5 they have in New York?
Well, they don't have 2 for $5 no more.
Don't worry about it. Ain't nobody walking away from $5 head.
You are reckless.
Yeah. Five, I had Auntie pretty, too.
Like, she could be ugly. You ain't got to look at her face. Like, you just got to...
It don't matter. I'm walking away.
You got to fuck
her. I'm not paying. Listen.
I'm running away.
I'm not paying to get sick, and I'm not paying to die. I'm going to get it free just like
exactly.
It's free. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just pay for it in the regular emotional... I'm going to pay for it in a regular, stressful and emotional way that I've been paying for it in all my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, this month.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Pay
for your
emotions.
Look, this fucking crazy-ass chick trying to spray paint niggas' doors and cars.
You know what I know? You know what I think?
Not that old of a bullshit.
To curb promiscuity and to curb, the whole booty calls and all that other stuff and unwanted pregnancy, well, to a degree, we should have contracts right before we're about to have sex. There should be a sex
contract. What kind of contract we need?
Right before we have sex.
Yes,
like, the first thing, like, we have to use protection. You know, when I'm talking about oral protection, dental dams, all that. We have to practice safe. Secondly, we have to exchange last names.
Wow.
Might as well get married.
Thirdly, I need last four digits of your social security number.
No damn.
That's a long one.
I need the last four digits of your social security number. I can guess the first thing.
Want my credit score too?
I don't want your credit score, but you can put a credit card on file. I gotta verify that you are of age. And now that technology done got so far up, I got the Square. So if you have a credit card or debit, you know, I can't just swipe it with my cell phone.
That's what's up, right?
I can't just swipe it with my cell phone. I mean, for real.
Yeah, I'm not female.
I wanna get that. I'm gonna get that just to have it. Like, yo, can I borrow some money? I ain't got no money. You got plastic? I take plastic. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
A crackhead come up to you with a prepaid cell phone and a Square. Come on, got change, you got dollar. I wish a crackhead.
Yeah, I got a crackhead phone once for like $8. That shit worked for like a good month. I be in the hood, yo. And sometimes what they offering is like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna take it.
We know this, man.
Whoa, not everything. Not everything.
If it's a good deal, you want it. Like,
hell yeah.
How you a garage sale for sex?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out to the hustling ladies out there, the ladies that's grinding all the time. Shout out to them. Yes, who called me? Yeah, daddy.
Would you fuck a nigga over some expertly unprepared upstairs?
What?
I said, would you fuck a nigga for some expertly prepared upstairs?
Probably. The way through my drawers is through my belly, probably. The way through my drawers is through my belly. Yeah, and my stomach is connected to my heart, but it is connected to my... Okay, never mind. I'm just saying, it's all down there. It's all the same vicinity. I'm just saying. It might just work. Where did our hostess go? Brick, are you
I'm right here. Why are you always asking where did I go?
Because you got quiet. Because
you always getting ghosts. You always leaving. You be running away.
She just get quiet on us. Like, are we talking to her?
She a runaway host.
I ain't no damn runaway host. I be sitting right here trying to get a word in edgewise. And y'all be sitting here,
you got control of the board. If you want to shut up, mute
us. Right?
I'm not muting y'all. Y'all are having fun. And I was asking, what's that dude's name? Chev, about, you know, kissing the girl in the mouth, remember? I'm just curious. You know what? As a matter of fact, son, I got a question for you, too. Do you have a strip back in the days? You look real familiar.
You know what? Honestly, you know what? I'm glad you asked me that because actually I've been asked to do that before, but that's actually something that I would never consider doing ever. And only actually the reason I wouldn't do that is because I don't respect niggas who do that. And I'm just keeping it honest. So being as though I don't respect niggas who do that. And the only reason I don't respect niggas who do that is because you know I have a daughter, so you know who knows I might have a son one day whatever, and I would never do anything, and I mean anything professionally, that I would not want my kids to do. I want to honestly be able to say no, I would not do that. So yes, I can actually say to you, no, that's not okay for you to do. I didn't do that. I don't respect that, so I can't respect the fact that you want to do it. Even if you decided to do it, but you know, regardless of my wishes, I need to be able to say, no, I ain't never do that. I would never even consider that. I don't respect that. So, no, I wouldn't do that. But I have been asked to do it, but I turn that shit down. I can make, look, I'm a real nigga, you know what I mean? I got a brain. I can make money other ways. Even though, they have been known to make a few dollars.
So I'm hosting a party in Atlantic City. You gonna come to my birthday party?
In Atlantic City?
Yeah.
Oh,
you gonna come to my birthday party? Fun? 752?
Yeah, but you know, now you got me, you know, got my wheels turning. Why
next
after
trip?
I said all of that, you asked me to my company. Like, what part of the game is this?
What? Just asking.
With all that being said, yeah, I mean, with all that shit doing respect, you coming through?
Yeah. Why don't you come to my birthday party? It's going to be in Atlantic City. I'm getting a 6-bedroom house. And I want to get you. I'm going to give you a bedroom.
Buddha, while you're here, tell us what's going on over there at Swag. Shout out to Swag Magazine and Curvy Magazine. What's going on over there? Good things are going on over there, good things.
From what I hear, yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Shout out to Contessa. That's my girl. She's still my friend. Time 752.
Yeah.
What you got? No, before that, we got Tuesday coming up. Crush.
Yes.
What's going on right. Tuesday?
Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on the Fall Fantasy Radio Network. It's myself and Black Reporter, who unforgivably absent today. We got the Adult Zone, and since this is the last Tuesday of the month, we got Trifling News. So you know he's going to be put on blast tomorrow. You know he was trifling today. He's going to be put on blast. We're going to put people on blast. If you got a story or somebody that you want to put on blast or you just find trifling, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320, 9 p.m. Eastern.
All righty, righty, righty. Sun 752, what you got up? What's coming up? What's coming up?
Yeah, this, the sun always shines, show the solar system, the show the planets revolve around the sun. This Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. to around 10 o'clock, 10-ish. We say 10-ish because sometimes it gets so heated. We got to do a little OT on a hump day. And this week, this Wednesday, we will be talking about playing in the dirt. That's the title of the show, Playing in the Dirt. So it's basically, you know, I mean, basically we're talking about situations where you kind of go against the grain. Like, your education says this, your upbringing says that, but when it really all comes down to it, if you ever lived in the hood, you've seen dudes come through, you know what I mean, paying for little crackhead hookers and all that kind of shit. He wasn't raised to do that, but they like to play in the dirt. You understand what I mean? You know, other cats that they might, let's say you have a woman that you marry, y'all have kids, and she has a good career, and you know, she's really upwardly mobile and a good woman, but you still go fuck with that dirty ass chick from around the corner, you know, a nasty ass little girl. You like to play in the dirt. So, you know, this crosses all racial and cultural boundaries. So everybody, a lot of people play in the dirt. They don't necessarily have to be something as dirty as something sexual, but it might be that it's just you do things other than what other people would expect you to do based on how you portray yourself. You know? So that's what the show is about. It's called Playing in the Dirt. So it happens this Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out.
How do we get there?
Oh, you want to know that? Yeah, right.
That would help.
Number to call is area code 347-677-1533. Once again, the number to call is area code 347-677-1533. On always time.
All righty.
And I just
got coming up for Thursday.
Thursday is a special night in Fall Fantasy Radio. Thursday is the unofficial roast of Black Reporter. It's his birthday, so we collected all our songs, song requests out there, you know, pants on the ground, stroking. And the question we posing is, when you hear Black Reporter, for those that are used to our show, what song pops into your mind? Because that's what we're going to do.
And what do we put? We should email you the song so you can have it ready to play.
You can email them to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can text the song in the song title and artist to 347-855-7372, and you can just visit phonefantasyradio.com to do that. We're looking for the song name and the song title, and you know, when you think of Black Reporter, what song comes to mind? He was saying just like that too. Crush, can you tell me what song comes to mind? What song comes to sick of me.
That shit is going down.
It's going down.
Hey, crush, did you mean what you said when you dedicated that song to me?
Good Lord.
Frick. So we are going to make it officially. It's the unofficial official roast of Black Reporter. Like, we always get at him, but now we can do it legally. It's a contract. We always get at him, now we can do it officially. It's a contract.
There you go. We have a contract with Black Reporter. He signed it.
Right? He signed it. He asked us to do this. I'm just saying, like, we really not just picking on him. He really do ask us for these things. I'm just saying.
Yes. He loves that.
Like, we beat up on him.
Right. He asks for it. He likes it. He
loves that attention.
Doesn't he, though? So it's Black Reporter Day. Just saying. It's Black Reporter Day on Thursday. It's our school battle. We'll be playing all classics. I'm just going to let y'all know. He's going to be all classic, like 1989 down to like 1950-something, because he's old ass. When he was born,
1943?
But I where were you when you first met Black Reporter?
Wow. You know, we got to do about it. This is your life, Black Reporter.
Nah, you know what, though? The funniest part about it is I remember when first started doing her show, and I remember when Black Reporter and Old School was pretty much battling to become the co-host. So I'm like, wow, I kind of got, like, a little bit of surveillance about this.
Oh, man, like, yeah, this will be that. I missed that. That was hilarious. Shout out to
old
school. Wasn't old
school a stripper? Yeah, because, you know, yeah, we're going to get into that later. You know what? Yeah. On Thursday, it's going to be
Yeah, you know, if you got any quirky questions you want to ask Black Reporter, that's the time to do it. So send me your questions as well. We're on facebook.com/heartsradio as well. Like, we want it all. Like, Black Reporter, did you ever? Yeah, I'm going to do all that. We're going to do all that on Thursday. Just quirky week.
Oh, definitely. Also, I'm going to be presenting 20 things you always wanted to know but never really cared to know about Black Reporter.
Nice.
No.
Just wanted to remind people that next week is the kickoff of the Fall Fantasy Radio contest.
Yep. Next week.
Fall Fantasy Radio Brick House is providing a contest for June, and then I'll be providing a contest for July, and we're going to also do something for August. So, you know.
Our summer fun
festivities contest will be held. So, you know, folks, stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned. And on that note, thank you for everyone who came through in the chat room. Thank you for, we had a couple of guests in there. We also had Russ with his crazy self. He's getting crazy and crazier.
And that's why I'm not giving him the Skype number.
You know what, don't, because, see, I don't need to hear it live.
Right, I'm not giving him the Skype link.
Because he's about to get dropped out the chat room today, because he's really getting on my nerves. But, yeah, Russ, you would have
shout out to
today.
Men that like to suck on the fat underneath the arm, I'm just saying.
Shout out to Questopedia, Wikipedia Quest. You know, he's still my nemesis. He got mad at me. He got off the show because he got mad at something I said, but I don't care. You know, I take what I do very seriously, Quest. No disrespect, but I take what I do seriously. Thank you very much. He be hitting me on the side with this nonsense, y'all. So I don't think it's just me. Besides, don't let Dick ride you doing that rule is ridiculous. But shout out to all the cool
guys. Yeah, he can't beside himself. He about to get deleted, too. He lucky. I didn't think about blocking him.
No, seriously, he just
the private numbers. You know, Quest, he sucks.
Shout out to everybody who take what they do seriously.
That's right.
Yeah, that's me. I take it seriously.
Yes, I do.
I take it so seriously. I pay $80 a month for it. So yeah.
I mean, I just find it amazing how some things don't work for other people, but they find it weird that it works for others. Don't hate. You know what I'm saying? If it works for me, it works for me. You can't do this like I do it. Thank you.
And they have to agree to fine. I'm just saying, like, you know, they not. There's no gun to the nigga head. Like, they have to enjoy that to find it. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Like,
that's why
they view themselves that way way before she came along. I'm just saying.
You want to look at my contract. For what? You want to sign it? No, you need to read it. Get out of here. Pick it apart and laugh at it. Don't laugh at it. It works. It works for me.
You know what? I keep telling you, you need an 800 number. Like,
you know,
he could have really... You can really pay like $25 to read it. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to make money off of everything, don't I?
That's
a
show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make money off of everything.
Make it
right,
work
lady?
For you. Make
lady
it work
T.
Like,
we need to talk.
Right, exactly. Make it work for you. Like,
I need to hook you up with a track phone, lady C, and an 800 number.
1299. Yes, we do. We do. Like, I'm tired of her calling the chat line doing it for free.
Exactly. Lady C, we gotta market you.
We gotta market Lady C.
Sugarsugar.com. Motherly like voice, but she talks dirty.
Yeah,
like
sugarsugar.com. And we can hold, we can use that whole good girl going bad.
Exactly. Sugarsugar.com.
Sugarsugar.com. 1-800-2-FLIRT-0000.
Can you imagine how many guys would get off on that? I mean, she sounds like your mother, but she's talking dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I like that shit.
They like it.
They love
when
you like
ready,
that.
When you ready, when you ready, cool, give me a call, I got you. Like,
we got to do this, ladies.
You don't even have to use your photos. I got you on that.
27 times, I got something bigger and better waiting for you.
I'll make you a white woman.
Wow.
I'll make you a... You can be a white woman with blonde hair, blue eyes, double D's, and a 28-inch waist.
But see, that's what I was going to ask about to ask son. How do you feel about white women? I can make
no, I don't like white women. Just give me 100 with you. I don't fuck with white chicks.
I know
never
you don't,
had.
But see, they would love you. You are like magnificent to them.
But you know what? Actually, you know, you know what? It's funny you should think that because the truth of the matter is that they don't really love me because they can smell that I'm too real. You know what I'm saying? Like they know who loves them, and they only really gravitate towards. Dudes that's inviting towards them.
But
and
listen,
that
ain't
I'm not.
You know
that.
So listen, you don't mind talking to people, right? You talk to everybody, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, it's
right. You're friendly, right? You're friendly, right? You're friendly.
I like that one to get on that phone.
We can kick it all day.
Right. So that's
want,
all
you know,
I need.
Just
I just need your voice.
Her.
I don't need you to physically see her or physically lay with her. But you can talk to her. Speak that good game to her.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her you treat her like the
yeah,
little white
that,
slut
yeah.
that she is.
You
and stick
me
your dick down
in.
Her
you
throat.
You call her a couple of dollars just to run my house? Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about $2.99 a minute.
Yeah. Tell you what. You know what I mean? Look,
however.
If I ain't got to... Look. If I don't have to ruin my... if I don't have to sell out by actually getting with them, you know what I'm saying? I'll make personal
yeah.
care.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I cannot guarantee that to you. Because
well,
if I say that, no, I'm just saying, like, I can't guarantee, it's not that I can't guarantee that, I can't guarantee the fact that only women hit you up.
we could probably market it to white women, call him the militant mandingo, because, you know, white women
yeah,
like
but that's
white
what I'm saying, all the dom
wait,
dudes
wait,
will
wait,
come
wait,
to
wait,
him,
wait,
too,
wait, wait,
you know,
wait,
I mean, all the sub
first.
Dudes will come to him, too. And, you know, some men like, oh my God, men is calling me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God, that was a
look,
I
it would have to take some training on my behalf.
Right.
Hello, son. I want to talk to you, son. How you doing?
Exactly.
Oh.
My God, I've been so bad. Tell me how bad I've been.
Oh, you're so upset.
Not even. Oh, you know what you could do, son? Wait, hold on. You know what you could do? You could make a recording. Duh, crush. Why did I think of that? Recordings.
Oh,
still
yeah,
charge $1.99 a minute. You still
okay.
charge $1.99 a minute. You make a 10-minute recording. Say what you and you know you could talk. You could talk. So you just make a recording, and every time somebody listens to it, you get paid $125 a minute. L, so a man or a woman can listen to it.
From my perspective, this sounds like a count me in situation.
A what?
This sounds like a count me in situation.
Oh, right. And like I said, you don't have to use your photos if y'all shy. You know, I can hook y'all up. You can be a, yeah, I can find a nice little Mandingo man.
Mm-hmm. Lord,
you know, black cock sells better than that white cock. I'm just saying. Especially to the demographic we're going for. Right, to the demographic we're going for. Right, that exotic. I make you look like Pablo.
Lord,
that's so funny. The crazy part about you saying that is that, all right, black cock sells more than white cock, but the white porn stars make way more money than the black porn stars. And they don't even work as much. That's fucked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the person that's been, one thing, it's one thing to see and it's another thing to hear it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand.
Yeah.
And we're doing it by phone. The niggas that's actually spending their money are the white people.
All right, white people, look,
they want that taboo. Like, they want that taboo. So that's why I said what I said. You know, they
like
want
I said,
that taboo.
Check. You know what I mean, you couldn't check your cabbie in pretty much.
And you could do direct deposit right to your little debit card. Like, I'm straight on that.
Right, PayPal.
Direct
PayPal.
No. We can't use PayPal. We get you a nice little prepaid, netspin.com. Get that delivered to your house. You know what I mean? Direct deposit, and I'll set that up. You'll have a website in 3.2 days.
Look, you got my number. Let's talk.
Look, you have a website in 3.2 days. We'll have sugarsugar.com. We have.
Sounds like a plan.
We have MrPhoneBone.com. We're gonna have thestables.com. Like, yeah.
Thehorsestables.com.
I'm gonna put Chevy on.
Lord have mercy, Chev.
We're going to put Chev on. Chev is going to be Mr. Not Guilty.
You know you're a fool.
It wasn't me.
Mr. Not Guilty.
And they like that taboo shit. Like, if you don't like talking about stuff, they'll tell you all types of shit. They want to fuck their auntie. They want you to be their mama. They want you to talk down to them, talk, you know, like, and you get paid. Like, they got people in there talking $50 a minute. I'm just saying.
$50 a minute?
Yeah, they got people up there charging $49.99 a minute. Like, that shit is real heavy if you know what you're doing. That's why I told.
That's
Rich,
what I'm saying, like, damn.
She
I,
need to take
I,
it over there,
I
but
don't
Rich don't want to listen. Nobody ever listens to me. That's the thing. Nobody ever listens to me. I told Brooke she needed to do this a long time ago.
Yes, she
don't ever listen.
She said the websites and everything. I ain't did it yet.
$12.99 a minute down the drain.
So that's good money.
And you do domination.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if you do financial domination. And if you do blackmail. And you got a cam. You don't even have to use your cam. You can use their cam. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I laugh too much, so I can't do domination. I giggle too much.
I can do that.
Right, I don't take it seriously. That's why I can't do it. Like, crush wrong, you do it for yourself. I can't. I laugh too much. Me and Lady C just be giggling.
I had to start dominated one time. Over the phone.
Right, just be mean to them.
Lady C be like, now sit down.
however, you do have the dudes that like to be humiliated. So in a way, it actually works out hand in hand. If she did the whole humiliation thing, like, that's what you call a penis?
Yep.
So I mean, that actually works hand in hand. I'm just saying. I'm gonna start recruiting people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring back my website, toxicpleasures.com. Shout out to Dangerous Duchess. I had like five different characters.
Damn.
I had five different characters at one time. I was good.
Are you doing trifling news tomorrow?
Yes.
Damn, why this man had to be black. Oh my God. You gotta cover that story. Damn. The one who was the Hannibal Lecter man. I didn't know he was black. You hear about the man eating the other man's face off?
Oh.
He was eating his face. The police was shouting at him. I think they had to shoot him because he wouldn't stop eating the man's face.
Oh. Oh, Hannibal Lecter, Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, he was shot. And killed by Miami police officers. He was chewing another man's face.
Send me the link. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Yeah, he was. Oh, God. I didn't even know. I was like, please let him be black. Damn it, he is big and black.
Big and black at that. Not just black.
He just laying there naked, eating someone's face. Okay.
Naked?
Naked. He was naked. He was eating the whole man's
clothes.
Face.
Ew.
Ew.
All that hair in your mouth? Oh, my God.
Like, all that hair in your mouth? Ugh.
You know, you crazy.
It's all tough.
Really?
Can you imagine eating wings with the feather still on it? I can't do that.
No, you didn't say wings, damn it. You might stink.
Wings with the feathers still on it? That just said, like, that's like biting your cat.
You could bite your cat. What's the status of the cat, Are the cat still living back there?
He's somewhere around here. Kitty!
Did they eat the bird, the cat?
Kitty somewhere around here. Kitty be walking over my head. Me and Kitty had
a fight.
Did
they eat the birds in his backyard?
Huh?
I said, I wonder if they eat the birds in his backyard.
No, yo, update on some wild shit. Now, look, remember, I thought the bird was just on some bullshit, right? Like, what a coincidence, you know what I mean? It just happened to be around a bunch of cats, young and old, right? So, guess what's back there right now? After the bird debacle last week, some motherfuckers caught themselves a squirrel. Now, like, what are the chances that a bird just happened to die back there last week? Now, all of a sudden, a fresh-ass squirrel is back there dead as we speak.
What?
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm like, what are y'all catching them for? They're not eating. Like, anytime, shouldn't y'all be feasting on this shit?
No, they just like
now,
to play it.
No, baby. All the cats don't play. We get caught just keeping. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is going on. So
what?
So that squirrel, a freshly killed squirrel was back there a couple of hours ago. So I'm not even gonna go. I ain't touching that tonight. I'm gonna have it in the morning. But I'm hoping that egg gets bit off. I'm tired of cleaning up these carcasses for no reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look, y'all wild ass animals. You mean to tell me that that a little bit of Friskies or non-live Trumps a fresh wild kill?
Hell yeah, dude. They wild animals, like you said. That's all they know. Give them
what
no
are they
killing
for?
No damn Friskies. What am I doing with that? They looking at you like, nigga. They going to kick that off. Like, nigga, get this out of my face. Give me some red.
Damn, yo, he was crazy.
Right, they going to kick that aside.
No, that's what
Friskies
I'm saying.
Ain't in the,
that's what I'm saying.
Friskies ain't in the wild.
If they killing for real, they need to eat that fresh kill. Don't be waiting for me to go buy some non-lives.
But they laying presents just for you. They laying presents for you.
Show you how much we care for you. We
exactly.
For
that's
you.
A gift for you.
All right. They do
no,
that
only
too.
Inside. Only inside cats. Only outside do that. I'm not impressed by what you kill outside. I got to clean that shit up.
But
you
but see, when they kill, they still leave it there for you.
They see.
But we did
look,
kill it. We didn't hide
look, I've
it.
Had, listen. I've had cats that actually eat what they catch, and then I've had, like, my cat, now she just plays with it to death. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
To the point where it's crazy. To the point where she is actually hitting it from me so she could keep it. You know, like, she tried to keep it alive. Like she didn't want me to throw it away. It was like I was throwing away her toy. So one time, she actually took it,
ran with it and hid it under under the throw rug.
My cat's doing that now.
Like,
that's what Kitty did.
Like,
Kitty did that. She was walking around with the mice. Kitty did the same thing. I saw you, don't lie. Kitty did that over the weekend. Now, you know, I'm scary. I don't want to touch no mices or whatever. But Kitty did that. The first time she did it, she took the mice and she threw it in the tub. And she threw it in the tub and she was just having fun watching it trying to get out and squirm around. And she hit it.
Wow.
Like when he tried to climb up, she hit it back down. Like she was really having fun with it. Then just the other day, she walked around. And you know how you glance at something, you see something move from the corner of your eye? And I glanced at her and I had to do a double take. Like she really walked around with this nigga in his mouth. Like it's just some piece of chicken. She walking around with it in her mouth. And like going from room to room. You know, I'm not trying to snatch it from her. Like, and she hit it. Like, we have like a mat or, you know, like a towel hanging like on the floor. And she hit it underneath that shit. And I almost had squish mouth underneath there. But when I went in the room, she was playing with him. Like, she went under there and she played with him. But I almost stepped the shit out of that. Like, ooh. I don't know why. I just don't want her to throw it on my bed.
Nah,
they be
serious about that.
Right. I hate to come home and just see something dead on my bed. That's my only fear. Like, I will throw Kitty out the
window. Right. It's crazy when you keep their mentality. Like, they really be trying to keep that thing alive just so they can play with it. And they be pissed when they finally do kill it. It'd be like, man, damn, man. You was having all this fun, man. Why you do that? Why you... The fuck?
I'm going to buy her a toy with some catnip in it. Like, maybe that'll work. Because now she done got to the use of... Yeah, now she done got to the use of... She, like, biting me now. And she bit me and it hurt, and I punched her dead in her face. Like, what are you doing? It was by accident.
They don't
you know how something happens, and you don't mean to hit them that hard. Like, I didn't mean to hit her that hard, but I punched her dead in her face like she was a dude. Like, oh, what you doing? Don't bite me. I know. Going to hell. Abusing the cat. Going to hell.
I mean, they didn't give him 9 lives for nothing.
How you bring your kitty and I'll bring my kitty and we can have a kitty date.
Oh, Lord.
My cat old, mean as fuck.
That's mine.
For real.
Mine is mean, so she's like, silent. She's a silent type until she wants you to pet her. She's a heat.
This bitch roll her eyes at you here. Anyway,
my cat don't let nobody else touch it unless she ain't eat. I'm exclusive. It's like, all right, it's me and you. And if anybody else is around, then it's just us. It's like, nah, fuck all y'all. You got trust issues.
Nah, Kitty got open. When Kitty first came, she wouldn't let me pet her. And then my friend took a feather thing and he started playing with her booty hole. Now I can't get rid of her.
Ew.
Oh, shit.
No, he was like, he was just like petting it and her butt was going all up in the air.
She done got tickled.
Yeah.
She done got tickled.
Now I can't get rid of her. She be kitty. She walk around with that tail cocked to the side.
Oh, not the side cock.
And the front be down like she about to tack something. That butt be up in the air. Ooh. And she likes to meow. She likes to go to the door. She be meowing.
Face down, ass up.
That's what she likes to do, boy. And she likes to pat on the butt. She be walking around with her butt up in the air. Like, listen, cat, if you don't leave me alone.
Yeah.
And she got that real loud cry, but she likes to go to the hallway where her voice echoes. I tell you, I be wanting to kick her sometimes. Like, yo, I'm asleep. What are you doing?
You in the zone. You in the zone, though. You know what I'm saying? You in the zone. Yeah, you going through it. Is that shit? Look, my cat is 16 years old, and she she's still getting heat. I'm like, they don't have no kitty menopause and no shit like that.
I had to look it up on YouTube. Like, I had to look it up online. Like, okay, when a cat is in heat, and she was just whining too, and I mean a loud pitch whine.
Oh, Lord.
Just want to go. I'm going to get me a spray bottle. Every time she starts whining, I'm going to just spray her.
They ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
I know, right? She probably like it.
Yeah, it really ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do nothing. It'll make them go away. But, you know, that heat, like, it override all other emotions. It's like, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to run, but I'm still horny.
Go to yell.
We're going to ride this out for, like, another week.
But it's like it hasn't gone away. It's been over 2 weeks. It's actually been like 3 weeks. And then she gets real affectionate when she just wants you to pet her. Right, she just gets to the point where she just wants you to pet her. I'm like, I don't want to pet you all the time. If I'm on a computer, she'll climb up on the computer, put her head under my hand and shit. Like, get out of here. See, that's why I can't have kids. Can you imagine me telling my child, get out of here.
Mommy, I just want to hug.
Yeah, right, I can't have kids. Mom.
But I don't think a child would try to make love to a pair of your boots and shit.
Right. That's fucked up because she did that to my shoe. My shoe was black, too, and I didn't know what she was doing, but she really, I can't wear them shoes no more. One's white, and she's an all-white shedding cat. So one shoe looked gray, and the other one looked shiny black. You're like, I can't even fuck with my shoes anymore. I'm mad. That just made me mad.
I swear to God, my cat kicks game to my boots. Like, she'd go up to my Timberland like, yo, what's good with you?
You'd be walking around and sniffing it, looking at you, looking at it. Like, oh.
Look, Crush, like, you knew, ain't you? We like the old Timberland. what they call you? What, you a beef and broccoli? You a beef and broccoli, huh?
Oh, you a beef and broccoli, huh?
I like beef and broccoli.
I like your complexion. Look, I like your complexion.
I like you. You ain't like that other fool looking struck over there. You like smooth.
Right?
Food.
Yeah.
That beef and broccoli.
You ain't that regular waterproof. Beef and broccoli. You like got that nice smooth, shiny leather.
You smell fresher.
You smell fresher, yeah. You smell like leather. She be going in on that shoe. I'm going to record her one day. But she likes to beat me with her tail. She'd get up on there and she'd just start hitting me with her tail. Like, really, cat? You got to beat me with your tail? I didn't even do nothing to you.
That shit hurt. She ever whoop you real hard with the tail?
I'm like,
no, she likes to like if I'm playing music, she'll just hit me to the beat. Like she's tapping.
Oh, wow, to the beat though?
Yeah, me to the beat. Like I recorded, I deleted the recording though. But I recorded, like, is it me or is she really tapping to the beat? Like she get in her little mood and her eyes be all droopy and she got two different color eyes.
Oh Lord, that cat is crazy, I keep telling you.
Right, she got one blue eye and one green eye. Crazy.
With pink eyes and a pink mouth. I don't trust her. Ain't no black nowhere in that cat.
Mm-mm. Everything on her is pink. Everything on her is pink or white.
All right, we close this camera room. Get the hell out of my house, y'all. Shit.
Right. I'm right. Ready to go get him. Okay, well, that does it for me.
All right. I ain't ate dinner, none. I'm starving. All right, later. We'll see you tomorrow on the Adult Zone. Tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Atlanta, everyone, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
All right, peace.
Bye.